Haitian presidential candidates ended their campaigning Sunday as UN workers and international observers made final preparations for Tuesday's vote. Gerardo Le Chevalier is the chief election officer at the UN Stabilization Mission in Haiti. He says that after postponing the election four times due to logistical problems, the country is ready for elections.
They have to return to legitimacy because they have to have legit authorities, and the only way to have them is to elect them. Once you have legitimate authorities, you will be able to have a process to bring this country back to normality and to governability. And that's the way it happens all over the planet.
Le Chevalier says the government was successful in getting 90% of eligible people to register for their voter identity card, but he does not know how many people will actually vote.
Now comes the second part of it. Is these people who register with enthusiasm going to vote with enthusiasm? I don't know. That's the problem of the candidates. If you don't have good candidates, it's like if you don't have good teams, people don't go to the stadium watch bad teams play.
There are 33 candidates for president. The front runner is former President René Préval, who served from 1995 to 2000. Préval is one of the few Haitian presidents to have served out his term without being overthrown. Other popular candidates include former opposition leader Charles Baker and former president Leslie Maniga. It is unlikely that any one candidate will receive the minimum 50% of the votes to win the presidency, so a runoff election is expected next month. Scores of international observers have arrived in Haiti. Program Director Chris Hennemeyer of IFIS, a democracy-building organization in Washington, D.C., is leading a group of 24 international volunteers who will be stationed at polling sites in Haiti's major cities.
There are a lot of international observers here besides IFIS. I think the figure is something like 250. In addition, there's supposed to be as many as, I think, 36,000 domestic observers. This will be a very closely watched election.
Local election monitor Karine Clermont says Haitian elections are usually marred by violence and voting irregularities. She remembers Haiti's last elections in 2000, when ballots were found thrown in the street the day after elections. She says she hopes the large international presence will keep the vote free and fair this year, but she says it will not be easy to transition out of the past 20 years of violence and instability. I am not going to lie to myself, she says. We are in a very fragile situation that can explode at any moment. Many Haitians, like Gemma Georges, a computer technician in Port-au-Prince, see this vote as an important step in stabilizing the country. If we choose someone who is serious and competent, if we all take part in this, then we can see a positive change in this country, she said. I think it is our obligation to go out and vote and participate in this election. She says she sees this as a time for change. Gemma says she hopes that in 10 years, Haiti will not have so much insecurity and suffering, where kids are dying of hunger or are shooting guns and kidnapping people. She says she hopes they can open more schools and universities and offer something here that will stop all these people from leaving and going to the United States and Canada. Reporting for VOA News in Port-au-Prince, I'm Amelia Shaw.